All right, now I can really get this whole thing rocking. Grab a beer, please. What's the medic? Did you say
medic?
Right? That was a time at home coming though. That was fun.
Medic. Oh, Modelo. Pass him around. Oh, the Negro. Negro Modelo. Got them Bad Bunny Modelos. It's crazy, bro. Like, that it's shit. I've been seeing the clips. Like, even before that clip came out, like, people been trying to figure out, I guess, this whole sexuality. Because it was like, nah, bro, Bad Bunny is, like, the Latino prince. I'm sorry if that offends any of y'all. This motherfucker is the only...
Stardom, yeah.
No, that's exactly what I'm... As far as his whole image is concerned, like, he's the only person to dare to reduplicate Prince's whole fucking M.O.
Hey, Young Thug.
Young Thug, you know what? Not to the success of Bad Bunny, but you're right. Young Thug, you know, that is in that whole...
androgynous type of...
Yeah, like...
Type of style.
But it's not... Bad Bunny more so because he's a pretty boy. Thug was not a pretty boy. But
Bad Bunny didn't start off like that.
He did not at all.
Which is weird to me. Like, I feel like Prince was always Prince. Young Thug wasn't always like that either.
I mean, he didn't get with the super erotic shit till later on, yeah. But
that's what I mean.
Kind of like that.
I think it's that whole
super flashy with the shit.
No, I think it's like
that the level of stardom,
a man being able to sell, like him able to sell, like I said, the reaction is like he's like he on some Prince shit when it come to them, like
and immediately be able to be in a movie. Granted, he spoiler alert. For Bullet Train, he dies early on, but he's still very prominent in the movie.
Yeah, because
it's not a spoiler.
Sony's giving him a Marvel movie.
I mean, he got to.
He's gonna be what's the guy, El Turo or something? Like, hold on,
Matador. You mean maybe?
Hold on.
Because I mean, they had the other dude who they kept trying to call Matador and She-Hulk. Like, no, that's. Oh, yeah. El Muerto. Oh, the luchador.
Yeah, he's going to play him.
That might be pretty dope, you know what I'm saying?
Sony is making that shit happen, like...
I don't see why not, bro. That motherfucker sold out Yankee Stadium in, like, what, 2 hours?
Like, bro, it's like...
I already showed you he can fight.
Yeah, I mean, like, right now, just full-on stardom. So it's just like, you go... A friend of mine in Florida, he went to one of the shows, and I was just like... He was like, man, this must have been what the Weeknd show was like. And I was like, pretty much. Like, it's all women. You go in there and it's just a sea of women. Yeah. Except those videos were in a baseball stadium. Mine was in a basketball stadium.
Right.
Inside.
A basketball arena. His was in the stadium. So it was like, bruh.
It was all on the floor and everything.
Like, it was like you in the nosebleeds, but it's the way they position the whole stage in the field. It's, bruh, it's a sea. The platforms they built, it was dope.
I was in that one scene. I was like, okay, y'all gonna get an award for the CG y'all used in Blonde, because that one scene when she walked out and it was nothing but all them CG men out there. I was like, see, it's shit like this you don't notice in movies. They're like, oh, there's plenty of CG in that movie. Like, no, it ain't. It wasn't all them men back then.
Different CG. People don't be peeping that shit. Mm-mm. But,
them scenes...
Yeah, shout out to Bad Bunny, though. I mean, shit, you know. To clear that up, like, it wasn't a Prince comparison in the, you know, the epic sense, because I know he's a legend, but the last time I've seen this whole, all the men are asking, what is he? All the men want to know, is he straight? Like, the way he pulling these baddies.
How do we align this dude?
Like, the way he pulling these baddies, is this something I should copy and add into my repertoire?
Danglier earrings?
It's just, right. Or
like what is these Shalimar niggas coming back? Like,
I don't think they ever left really like that, but yeah.
Pretty boys never left.
Yeah.
No, that whole
they just went overseas.
That whole 1980, the prettier you look, like
the more like a female you look, the more females you gonna get.
Yeah. That androgynous shit.
Yeah.
Brad, so that goes back to a theory that I feel like most women like other women anyway.
I'm at the core of it.
I think now people expect you to be
using opinions of this person is not that person with that stuff.
But I mean, you know, people fluentness is way more way more accepted now. So it's like,
I can see that statement.
Yeah, because I mean, because you know, with Prince, like, it was during that time the tabooness of it really added to the mystique.
And now, see, it was just the fact that you knew Prince wasn't homosexual. It was just the fact that he dressed so, yeah, and he would, no, you didn't question it because he pulled so many women, but he was like, but he still got his ass, like, exactly. Yeah, he still got his ass out, and he wearing these high-ass heels. But playing the fuck out the guitar, spinning and twirling. Granted, he had to get hip surgery later from all that twirling and splitting and shit, but.
Yo, those big hair pretty boy band.
The man was working.
Yeah, that White Snake, big hair pretty boy band.
Oh,
shit.
Yeah.
Like,
that was what pretty boy bands evolved into. They took that big hair rock style and just adored that shit, mixed it with the Elvis style, started singing black harmony, thrusting in white girls' faces.
Yeah, Mike did it. You know, like, yeah, we're going to get the hair with the eyeliner. Rick James was like, yeah, we're going to get the hair with the bangs.
Yep.
And I'm going to wear this whole wrestling leotard.
Yeah, exactly. The crazier, the more from space you look.
Look like you from space smoking.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and that was
the whole Parliament thing.
That was, Funkadelic, bro. That's Parliament, you know, like.
Came in on a fucking spaceship, bro, like.
But that's what I mean. Like, back then, it was just like, you see a guy on the street, and you see him on stage, and this is a completely different animal. Nowadays, it's just like, the same thing you wear to the club is the same thing you wear on the stage. It's like, it ain't no, I ain't saying you got to be a costume, but it ain't no.
There's no differentiation between the level of activity, the artistry. I guess you'd say. Yeah,
okay, like, the artistry. Like the aesthetic of the artistry. It's just like, you get your... You
get it when it's red carpet events. That's it.
Yeah, that's
it. Or it's super fancy, black tie only. Then everybody get to fluff their feathers a little bit, but then that's about it.
Yeah, that's it. But, you know, I mean, I appreciate people doing the artists because I don't feel no way about you. And I really don't care enough to ask or care what the answer is when it comes to how you get down...
With what you do,
because once you start fucking with Hollywood, I give you a pass to do weird shit because I expect you to do weird shit. Yeah,
to a certain level, it's like, well, I don't think that's out of that realm.
And by weird, I mean, I expect you to do things that they're not for me to understand. I'm just going to enjoy the art.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, bro, I'm here for the art. And if that's what you do at home,
bro.
And if that contributes you to creating this art, bro, that's you as a person, bro. At the end of the day, I don't care, but if you can add that shit to your art and it just adds some mystique or extra layer to your stardom or it's just, that's how people are stars when you do stuff, like step out, you know, and just, you separate yourself from the pack.
You stepping on stage when Bad Bunny call you up?
Yeah, I ain't gonna kiss the nigga, but I definitely get on stage.
What you gonna do when you get up there?
I'm a rap, nigga. What the fuck you think? Like,
there's microphones all around.
What?
You gonna rap your stuff, or you gonna rap Bad Bunny stuff?
Boy, I'm gonna do a Spanish version of some fly shit I did, bro. I'm gonna collaborate, bro. What the hell? When I had the Infinity this summer, bro, I told you that's half the time I was in that car, that's what I was playing.
Gain an appreciation for that Miami lifestyle.
That's all I did, boy. Bad Bunny. Like,
I know, boy.
See,
big you cocaine energy.
It's a big cocaine in your nose.
I thought Bentley Bentaygas was a limited thing. I didn't know they was on every fucking corner.
Hell no, son.
Yeah, man. Him, J Balvin, Daddy Yankee. I'm good. You know, I was just... Because you know what, though? Spending time in Florida, you kind of just absorb it.
Florida was...
Mac, you're about to...
About to embark on that.
Hey, round of applause.
Yeah, and the weeks we've been away, I've been working on some things, and Mickey called me up and was like, hey, man, got this college program for you.
Gotcha, nigga.
Right.
Ha-ha.
Come and work.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, I'm excited.
We have successfully infiltrated Disney.
I don't know nothing about that.
You gotta beat that.
It's just like, you have officially...
Right.
Yeah.
I gotta sign an NDA and all kind of shit.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I
can't.
Hopefully, what I want to do is work backstage. I want to be in costume, which is strictly where people who are in the mascot suits come get their mascot suits. If it gets tears or rips or something, we got to fix them.
What if they like?
I got a prediction.
That's cool. But we need you up here in Atlanta.
I was about to say, I got a prediction. You're going to end up
here in Atlanta.
You're going to end up in
Marvel.
You're going to end up in California or Atlanta in 2 years.
Pinewood Studios.
Mm. Within 2 years, you're going to end up being in Inglewood.
On Star Wars.
Or you're going to be in Atlanta. And the Atlanta shit going to be funny.
Repairing, yes. Repairing.
Like, I just love that.
Because that's what it's going to be. You're going to get down and be like, bro, I just, like, nah, bro, we going to, can you, like,
you're from, you today.
You're from Georgia, right? Like, yeah, can you,
Where are you from, Atlanta?
No. We're just like, how fast can you get to Atlanta? And just like, you know, get down, like, we need you in Atlanta for call at such and such. Go just talk to
bring your stuff.
Check your email.
What stuff? Anything.
Bring anything. What?
Your ass
gonna, Marvel related.
Your ass gonna be in Atlanta being like, nope, my shit is in. You can be like, you want, nope, everything in Florida, bro. I thought I was coming up here for a day. I've been up here for 4 weeks.
4 weeks now. I'm on a whole project now, bro.
Hey, man, here my key. I need you to go to Atlanta and grab my shit.
Right, grab my shit and bring it back. I ain't even get a chance to unpack it.
But nah, man, congrats, bro. I see great things for you, and I'm happy to hear about that, man. That's a...
I definitely appreciate
yeah,
it.
Yeah, man. Another round of applause for Mac, yo.
I'm going to definitely be calling in on my days off because I know some of the figures. It's guaranteed that we work 3 days a week. It's scheduled, guaranteed. And we have at least 2 days off. But you can work 7 days, like all 7 days of the week. So I will be calling in on my days off to give my 2 cents and check in and let you know I have not been Mickey doctrinated.
All right, man, you pouring in devotion.
They, no, hell, exactly.
They're going to give them all devotion. Well,
yes, sir.
With that being said, ladies and gentlemen, welcome, you, to another adventure of the Ninja Please Podcast.
Yes, sir. We are here.
We are back. We in here. We back. I am your host, Starman, a.k.a. Starman, a.k.a. Fox Blunt, a.k.a. John Bonstantine, a.k.a. Gang Gang Tate, or Gang Gang Lorenz Tate. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, man. The White Raven, affectionately known as Shota Baby. And I'm here with some of the greatest ninjas. The greatest ninjas to ever do it. That's just what we do. My ninjas, introductions.
Well, we are back. It is the Macchio Metal. Sorcerer Supreme, the one and only Tanuki, Silver Surfer of the Platinum Variety,
nice.
The Blue Lantern, the Sage Almost Equal to Heaven, the Handsome Monkey King, Hanuman himself, Mando with the Bando,
the
Future George Clinton of the Con,
hey. Swing down, sweet chin.
Fist of Khonshu. We are here, dog.
Now I got one for you. Swing down, sweet Nimbus Cloud. Hey. Let me ride.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You know what? We're going to remake that. We're going to remake that.
Last but not least, you got your boy Ocean Man, the Black Ted Koppel.
I like that.
AKA the Black Bobby Cox. Mm. Slightly less black Norman Connors. AKA Butterscotch Bobby. Mm. Dope Dilla. Planet Z. Call me Cracker Rock.
Oh, man.
Hillary's finest.
Mm.
Yes, sir. Back yes. Once again.
Back, yeah.
Shout out to Lord Black in this time.
Shout out to Lord Black.
He is going through it right now.
Yeah, man. Shout out to Cap. Shout out to Cobra.
Yes, sir.
Shout out to all you lovely listeners. All right, man. So we got to die.
Spooky season, man.
Shout out to the listeners in Nigeria too.
Oh yeah. Shout out, man. How y'all doing?
Thank you, guys.
Yeah, man. Shout out to everybody in India. Shout out to everybody around the world. Worldwide, man. I gotta get some applause.
Internationally known as,
you know what I'm saying,
the Click Commander. Oh, no,
don't do that. I have my demands.
Click, click.
I have my demands ready.
All right. So, well, fuck it. Spooky season. Werewolf by Night just dropped.
It did.
Yeah.
Picked that shit up, mauled it. fucking ripped that bitch to pieces. Then had sushi the next day.
Bro, that this shit. Okay, so the trailer led me to believe it was something, and when I got it, I was like, okay, this is not exactly what the trailer was. And but once everything, like, more or less, like, once everything kind of more or less, like, I don't know, it hit the wall where it was like, oh, this shit up. Why is y'all fighting? Mm-hmm. Like, what the hell? Like, huh?
Fucking monster hunt.
But I'm thinking, go for the monsters. Why are you going for each other?
Shit, they want to be the only one to get to the Bloodstone.
Just like, damn, if I can't have it, you can't have it.
And I didn't even think that the Midnight Suns in the MCU were going to include Ulysses Bloodstone at all. So the fact that Werewolf by Night introduced Bloodstone in this, I was like, okay, now y'all getting supernatural for real with this shit.
Man, once they showed me Nosferatu and...
And that might not even have been Nosferatu, because Dracula's supposed to be the main villain in the Blade movie, so that might have been, you know, another underling vampire.
He was like, yeah, I fought that guy a bunch of times. Mm-hmm. And it's like, oh, so you done...
You fought him.
And I'm mad that I didn't catch it then, but, you know, as soon as after he... Not long after he said that, I was like, oh, yeah. I don't know why I thought the girl was, like, the werewolf.
Oh, I don't either.
Because I didn't know anything about the Ulysses Bloodstone. Mm. So, because this shit is new territory to me, because I heard of Man-Thing, but, like, Werewolf by Night is, like, I don't know. Aside from Blade in the cartoon with Spider-Man that came on Fox,
right,
and the Blade movies,
right,
bro, I never really picked up a Blade comic series,
right. Okay.
So by extension, with Werewolf by Night, it's like it's all new to me. So I went into this thing blind. Wasn't disappointed in the least.
Not at all.
Like, I just went into it like, okay.
So I'm going into it.
Yeah. Okay, so you haven't seen it yet? Okay, so we gonna give you broad strokes, light spoilers, because it'll be hard to talk about it without spoiling certain elements. So, you've got this guy named Ulysses Bloodstone. He's named after the aforementioned Bloodstone itself. It travels through space. I'm gonna give you a little comic book background on it. It's loosely related to the ether. So it's kind of like...
What's the ether?
The ether was the reality stone.
Oh.
Okay, gotcha.
So it's loosely related to that chaos magic, that kind of shit.
Oh, shit. Okay.
So that's going to play another part later on, I'm guessing, with what they're doing with this. In the comic book, there's 5 pieces of it, but it seems like here in the MCU, there's just this one big chunk.
Mm-hmm.
So it came down to Earth millions of years ago, and it got embedded in this caveman, who ended up evolving, but after living thousands of years, becoming Ulysses Bloodstone. He just hunted monsters throughout time, kept records of them and shit like that. And then his children came into play and were like, yo, I want to train you guys to be better hunters than me. But he always treated his daughter like shit. So he was abusing her, but he wanted her to be better than him. She was kind of like Marvel's version of Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Mm.
She teamed up with Blade a lot. She teamed up with Deadpool most recently.
I got that vibe from her.
Yeah.
Because she reminded me of Black Widow.
Yeah. Yeah, like she's really trained. She's been through some shit. Like,
yeah.
She's got her own method about going about things. And this version of Werewolf by Night, I thought they were using... Jack Gomez, because they picked the Spanish actor, but it's actually Jack Russell, the first one, and that's a curse. He got cursed by his dad. It's an inherited lycan curse. He's a true werewolf. On full moon, he turns to a werewolf, and that part of him doesn't remember hunting. So when he goes and kills people, that's why he's like, yeah, I got 100 kills, but I can't really say, because he don't do the hunting. It's always the wolf. Him and Man-Thing are friends. Man-Thing is a Nexus being because he's made up of Nexus energy. The swamp, for some Marvel reason in the comic books, the swamp that he was created in was teeming with Nexus energy, or whatever you want to say. So when he took the version of Super Soldier Serum,
Star-Lord's dad, Star-Lord's dad fucking jizzed or pit, took a in the fucking water.
Right, in that swamp when he left his seat.
When he banged Shawty in the back seat, he went to go and take a leak. And a little bit of that,
in the swamp.
Came out of his, that's how he got there. That's how I want to believe he got there.
Okay, we'll take that. We'll take that. So this man is like a Nexus being, just like how Wanda is, so... But his job is to protect this doorway that opens up into the Nexus. And he's been away, which is why all the shit happened and Loki like it did and all that stuff. Because I'm guessing they're going to explain something happened why he wasn't there. That's pretty much background on them.
Gotcha.
So they have a funeral / hunting ceremony. He sends out these letters to, I think it was like 10.
Something like that.
Yeah, something like 7 or 10 of the best hunters he knew in his life. He was like, hey, I'm having this tournament in my honor. No, he didn't. He really didn't. Because his wife set the whole shit up in the way he wanted it to be set up. So they get there. It's a special way that he wanted to make sure he got to tell them everything, which I won't spoil for you. And he tells them, hey, there's a beast out there in the maze. Go hunt it. I put the bloodstone on it. Whoever retrieves it, you're the owner. Godspeed, Spider-Man. So they have to do this little ceremony, put their little medallion in, and draw. Jack Russell happens to be first. He befriends this Scottish dude beforehand. They're talking about like, oh, yeah, you know, we have to be anonymous in this job, but it's nice to take our masks off sometimes and just talk. Shot with people. He infiltrated. He's not supposed to be there. He's there for another reason I won't say. So the hunt begins. Shit starts to go down.
Oh yeah. That's so I guess without saying too much, you get a early on fight until the jig is up and shit gets real. And it's like it's only an hour long. It was credit, so it's 50 minutes long.
Yeah, and that'll trick you at first. You're like, only 50 minutes? But they pace it so well. And then you being a cinemaphile, you would relate to those 30s and 40s horror movies. That you know, you would relate to that format.
Only the stone is in color. Like, everything else is black and white. But
you got the cigarette mark in the movie.
Yeah, but like the details of like, I'm gonna have to go watch it again because I know so many Easter eggs I missed. Like the writings on the wall, literal writings on the wall, it looks good. They use practical effects. Like, it went no over the top. Like, they hide the CGI well with like putting smoke on the set. And it's like, all right, we get the CGI. But I've never seen CGI in black and white.
Right.
So it was like, this could be really bad. So it's like fully rendered CGI, but in black and white. And it's like,
and then you can tell they filmed the whole thing in digital black and white because they don't switch to color at the end. They colorize it.
Yeah.
They don't just switch to the color camera or, you know, the color setting. Yeah. They actually colorize the black and white. So the transition, the way, and it sets to the tone of the movie also. That's like part of the storytelling. And then you see how good the CG does look because I just gotta say,
you get to see Man-Thing up close in color.
He looks good.
Black and white.
But yeah, he's a monster though, and it's like, you know.
And Man-Thing is, think of Swamp Thing, but his face looks like Cthulhu. He's got big red eyes. He's got three tentacles, like the one big one is his eyebrow. Like
a green Snuffleupagus.
Yeah. Just all swamp.
Just swamp instead of hair, bro. Like, but don't let that nigga grab you. But it's I didn't know what to expect, but it was nice. It was just, I like it because it stands out amongst all the Marvel shit because one, it's short, two, it's sweet, and it looks different. And it was more violent than I expect. Like, people got stabbed.
People got ripped apart.
Like,
there was blood spattered, like, onto the camera, and it's in black and white, so they can get away with it.
Yeah, it's like, I didn't expect it to be like, wait a minute, I just seen somebody get stabbed in the neck. And I'm like, wait a minute, y'all showed this?
Give
like,
it. Nine.
I give it 8.
Nine. The trailers made me think it was gonna be more funny, happy-go-lucky than it actually was. I was like, oh, okay, y'all went a little more dark. I like that.
Yeah, I would appreciate 30 more minutes, but honestly, they ain't need 30 more minutes. They wrapped it up in less than an hour. I'm used to the shorter stuff with this, and so it was like, I guess, two episodes or something back-to-back. Yep. I was well pleased.
Special feature. Bring out some more of those. I like it.
Yeah, I need more special features. Like, I like them. Yeah, that was dope. Like, that was, they smoked that.
Oh, yeah, they did. If they decide to do Guardians like that, I'll take it like that, too. Then yeah, I won't have special. To go to the theater to see it.
Yeah, man. It's just that I'm used to them giving me 2-hour and 20-30-minute movies. So I was like, bro, I'm used to y'all features being long.
Yeah,
so
an actual feature.
So give me at least a full hour without the credits. That's all I'm asking. Full hour without the credits.
That's why they made it a point to call it a special feature.
Yeah.
A special presentation, I said.
Then you can do them. You can do them seasonally again. Halloween. That could be a Halloween thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, Disney's trying to... It's like you were saying, like, how Disney is such their brand recognition and image and reputation. They're shifting towards the less friendly stuff. And they're getting into more gore shit. Like, the Marvel horror theme that they're kind of bringing in that y'all talking about. Like, that's...
It's money.
That's going to be something hard for some Disney listeners to.
Well, not even, because they know that when you...
They got a problem with the Black Ariel, so I know
some gore is going to be... No, that's just... That's a whole different thing.
It's politics.
Yeah, but at the core of it, if you're a Disney fan, you know that you separate Disney and Marvel. Marvel is Marvel. You appreciate and give Disney the benefit of the doubt when they do a Marvel project. It's like, okay... Y'all fronting the money and letting them do what they gonna do. It's gonna be a Marvel thing. I'm cool with that.
Have our name on it.
Yeah, I'll take that.
Yeah, you're not gonna just you don't want to ever see a Marvel movie and then a dad goes into his daughter's room and it's all Mickey Mouse,
right?
And Minnie Mouse, like, and every time someone has a kid, they're covered in Mickey Mouse.
I mean, it's up to a certain age.
Yeah, so that's one of them things. Like, I don't see them doing, but I think they'll keep it separate.
They've embraced like Spider-Man a whole lot at Disney, like the little chibi animated shit they got with the CG. Yeah. They incorporate all that, so they know what to mix and match. It's not just Mickey Mouse. They know they love Buzz Lightyear. He's out there running around
with we still on Disney Plus. We can go into She-Hulk.
That's what I was
I was thinking about Daredevil. I want to talk about Daredevil. Like, do you think that
we'll get there? We'll get there.
Violent as supposed to be, like I said, do you want?
Oh yeah.
Segue.
Oh yeah.
From the She-Hulk.
Definitely.
That's what I was telling my wife. Like the Daredevil on Netflix, like when he was bouncing them sticks up off the wall, beating them niggas in the head with that shit.
Oh,
it was blood. It was blood everywhere. Like, this shit's gonna be mild for the sake of it being She-Hulk, but
exactly
his own shit.
Oh,
Teddy Joker's up. I think they're gonna find it. I don't think it's gonna be as violent as the Netflix one. I think it's gonna be, cause they demonstrated how he's gonna fight, and although it's damn near close to how the Netflix was, because they kind of lined you up when they kind of did the hallway when the same when they were coming down, and you seen how I'm doing. So it's like on Netflix, that shit was really fucking violent.
Yeah,
but I think
they had fight coordinators filming it, so it was like they knew how to shoot it.
But I think they know that was the draw, and I think they're gonna do as much as they can, and probably try to push the limit. I think they're gonna try to push the limit as much as Disney is comfortable with letting them do.
Well, I have to go and double check, but I'm quite sure they brought a lot of those people
original
over.
Well, like I said, y'all.
Well, we got She-Hulk. You caught up on She-Hulk?
Absolutely.
We got two episodes of She-Hulk.
Yes, we did.
Before Murdoch even got there, let's circle back to the prior episode. All right, so we got She-Hulk. Jennifer. Jennifer meets another guy.
Hey, my wife.
At a wedding.
At a wedding, and Josh, I think that was his name.
Yep.
They hit it off. They have a great time. They go on several dates.
Shout out to the Joshes out there.
They have several dates, and within these several dates...
They don't slut shame She-Hulk.
Like, all right, so within these several dates, eventually she invites him in. Because at first he was reluctant to come in. They even painted the thing. He's trying to be a gentleman. I ain't trying to, like, slide in. And, you know, Jennifer's horny as fuck. So it's like, all right.
Okay, we can do this 3-date thing, but...
Like, I need that thing, you know?
Right, I'm trying to...
So eventually
human form.
He's right in human form. So eventually they spend the night. He spends the night and he gets up the next morning. It ain't no breakfast this time. She slept in. I guess, you know.
He learned a lesson.
Right. You know.
Or did she? Wasn't hurt this time.
So he left. And, you know, she's thinking about it like, oh, you know, thank you. Last night was wonderful. You know, I'm thinking about you. I'm blushing, thinking about you. Like, I ain't gonna lie to you. I've had those text messages come my way before. And I just ignore the shit out of them until, like, 4 o'clock in the afternoon. I gotta make you sweat. I gotta make you sweat.
Real toxic.
I gotta make you sweat.
Real toxic. Yeah, I did the same thing. I used to do the same thing.
I was at work all day. I've been thinking about you, but I couldn't get to my phone. Oh.
Eventually, yeah. Jennifer did sweat.
Mm-hmm. Because
she gets a call.
Yeah.
From the guy who, I guess he was one of the parole officers that was over Blomsky's, what is it?
Bro.
No, his thing on his leg.
Inhibitor.
Yeah, his inhibitor. Gets a call. He's having a malfunction, so they got to ride out to his.
Make sure he not turning to the Obama nation. Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah, the Obama nation out there with his little resort.
That shit was so good,
man.
Yeah, so they get out there. They got a. He calls her up because, of course, the inhibitor is going haywire, and they're like, you know,
I'm scared.
This motherfucker might be the Obama nation, bro.
Right, and, like, help me.
And I ain't with that nigga politics, bro, so I need you to come out here.
Help me out.
And help me out with Obama, shawty.
They get out there and fuck up her car instantly. I'm like, you could have just got out here and stopped this shit, but I get it. She wasn't ready. I wasn't expecting that shit because they damn near totaled her shit, so her shit got to get towed. Ain't no cell service because it's a retreat. We want you not to be distracted by your technology.
Right.
It's the Marvel version of White Lotus.
Yeah.
It's for you to relax, although she is extremely suspicious of this shit.
Yeah, and it was a nice slice of life episode. Like, it was literally about her dealing with the fallout and accepting one part of her being loved versus that's the problem with the Hulk. Hulk, everybody hated the Hulk. But Blonsky brought up a good point of like, bro, I work for the government and y'all turned y'all back on me.
Right.
And y'all let this man got co-signed by Nick Fury and Iron Man, and now he's a fucking Avenger, and I'm locked up in prison.
When y'all force gave me Captain America Super Soldier Serum,
and it went bad.
Yeah, and it went bad. Then, you know,
y'all owe me
the rest of my own sanity. Right. I took the gamma shit.
They owe him restitution.
Yeah,
like real shit. Like,
yeah, they actually owe him money.
They owe him military benefits. You should be at the VA. But anyway,
the reparations.
He does. Like, they fucked him up.
That's why he was like, "Yo, I'll just take my little farm and I'll wear your little band forever."
I think that's how he paid for it.
Yeah.
They had restitution, but they had to pay this man, but because that was a lawsuit.
Yeah, pay Obama.
That was a straight up lawsuit. But anyway, he got the retreat going. And I like how they just used the time to examine her, really, you know, admitting like, yo, people love me as She-Hulk, but as Jennifer, I'm the invisible girl standing next to the hot girl that everybody at school is going gaga over, and the guy I want doesn't even notice me. He noticed her. Only difference is I'm actually her, too.
Right. At any moment, I could be her.
So she was like, she hated herself because, you know, it's like, yo, it's a crutch. Like, you know, it's not supposed to be that way. Like, your cousin, everybody hates him.
Mm-hmm.
When he's like, they
certain reason.
They scared of him. With you, you're a fucking due to the, you know, you combine social media, the women's movement, bro. It's like, shawty, you a whole IG, and IG, you a right. whole celebrity.
You a whole movement. People a whole love movement. You and hate you. And I mean, that makes you a celebrity.
Like, oh yeah, you a lawyer, single woman, independent lawyer. Oh, you checking everything.
Living your life.
Like,
got sued by another Instagram celebrity for quote unquote taking her name.
Mm-hmm. What's your name? Go ahead.
Really, your name, yeah.
Go ahead, get in this tent real quick. Hit this peyote.
Right, exactly. Hit this peyote real swiftly. But sweat
that,
it out.
But that episode was just a bunch of talking, man. She just resolved her issues, and it was just talking. But the big shit came at the end when you really wanted to know.
You got
to
talk about the circle, the trust circle now. You got to give them
go
props.
Ahead. Go ahead, bro. Break that down.
Well, it's not just breaking it down. You got to give the trust circle props. Like, they actually helped her break down those walls. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, that.
Through the lens of all these other ambiguous heroes or whatever, mm-hmm. they... You know, she gains. Yeah, she gains. No, well, I mean, them being who they are.
Yeah.
You got this one guy who's a vampire, but people don't believe that he's a vampire. And he's hanging out in the daytime, which is like a main factor.
Got Melody.
Guy called the porcupine.
stank like a motherfucker.
Right, because he don't take the suit off. The dude who was in the Wrecking Crew who tried to beat you up.
Mm-hmm. That was a good one.
Yeah, Man Bull, who was fighting this Matador-like character. He's not a Matador. Right. He's a swashbuckler. He's a pirate. He's a Spanish pirate.
That was funny.
Yep, he's a Spanish pirate, and that's why they have to fight each other to work out their issues.
No, they like they broke it down. I mean, I don't know. It's just I enjoyed Jennifer just being Jennifer. You know what I'm saying? Like just in it because it was funny, it was charming, and it was like I like those.
She legit stopped looking over her shoulder. She was like, "Look, there's something. The shoe is about to drop. I know it is. I know you up to some bullshit." And Blomsky's like, "Look, no, I'm telling you, I'm trying to help you do this for you."
Just like,
no, I don't believe it.
I find my zen. I'm trying to help you out. This nigga was on Uncle Iroh shit for real.
Yeah, for real.
And she just ain't accepting it. Obsessed. But I get it, because, you know...
it was up until that point.
Because she got ghosted. And that shit hurt.
And like, then all these dudes had to tell her. They were like, look, man, you just got to...
Delete that shit with it, and move on.
Let it go.
Like, delete that shit and move on. Like you know when you ghosted. Like, and that it don't the denial about being ghosted is what makes it hurt the most, because you in denial about you trying to make up excuses as to what's going on. And I like how when she said it out loud, everybody was like,
"Oh man,
do you hear yourself?"
Right.
Do you hear yourself?
I was talking to somebody about that earlier, and they were like, "Well, the texts weren't that bad." It's like if you got a text like that, it wouldn't. It's not like she said anything bad. It's like, no, that's not the issue.
No, because that's a real...
That's not the issue.
Because that's a real thing that happens with everyone. Mm-hmm. If you dating in this, if you dating in 2020 plus...
You know what happens.
You know what the ghosting shit is. It's just like sometimes it hurts. Sometimes it's annoying. Sometimes it piss you off. Sometimes it make you laugh. Sometimes you be relieved.
Like, yeah, like, well, I don't have to worry about that.
A lot of times that shit be a fucking relief. You're like, whew, okay, I ain't have to, damn. I was worried if I pushed your ass out, your ass was finna get crazy.
Like Abbott Elementary.
Yeah, you can walk on your own.
Sometimes you glad, like, it's awkward. You don't even want to face it. But, you know, I'm big on communication. But that's ultimately why it hurts so much when you actually are into the person that does it. Mm-hmm. So I felt, and I liked the fact that it was something I could relate to, even being a guy, and seeing, like, damn, like, how she felt stupid for it. And it's like, yo, it happened to everybody. Kind of made me feel better about, because they said to her what I would have wished someone would have said to me when I went through it.
Well,
it was
I mean,
bro, delete that phone. Stop.
And end it.
Stop acting like this shit a bit fucking deal. Like, motherfucker, you She-Hulk. Like, motherfucker, you this, bro. Fuck that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Of course, what happened to her definitely didn't happen to you, so.
Nah, bro, I ain't.
Worry about that.
I'm glad when they showed that. When she got the. When you seen the needle go in,
you know why he did not respond to her in 3 days.
Got the saliva shouted. He got all the fluids.
All of it.
He got all the fluids. I'm wondering where he got the blood from, because I'm like, could he really prick you when you were asleep? Or. I think I know how he got the blood. I know how he got the blood. He just. Classic. Why he was tonguing out, kissing, nigga just bit her lip.
Yep.
Like, oh, I'm sorry, let me go get a towel. He got it dabbed on the lip.
Yep.
Stop the bleeding.
Got that.
Like he threw it in the trash temporarily.
Yeah.
Jumped back.
Or maybe he really just
flipped it in his pocket. Did something. I mean, that's what I would have did if I had need to get She-Hulk blood and I can't risk, you know, pricking her.
To get a vial.
I'm gonna bite her lip. I just need a little drop, Shawty. Y'all gonna have to deal with a drop.
Right, like, do you know how hard I had to infiltrate to get this?
I mean, to get the other fluids.
Literally.
To get the other fluids.
Right, literally.
Bruh, if he needs a vial, there's only one way you're getting a vial out of that woman. Mm-hmm. I'll tear that box up and spit in that vial.
Oh, man.
You're just going to have to tear the box up and spit in the vial. You're just going to have to... Where else you going to get all that to fill it up? And then they're going to have to differentiate your DNA from hers, but regardless...
Bro.
I don't think that.
Got it though. What he did,
he put a swab in there.
You said to get blood,
not just blood. I mean, he got blood slide. He got all physical samples from her. I mean, but the blood.
How did he get it?
Yeah,
that needle, that big ass needle that they put in that box.
Yeah, but they went down. He got it.
You gonna feel that needle.
He put it down on her like that she was so asleep, he still was able to juke her with that shit.
That had to be something. If you pass out and somebody can get you with a needle.
Spray a little thing, get it in the book.
Right, with the numbing.
okay, if he brought the little dick numbing spray and he just sprayed it on the damn right, piece of hun, just while he dying to get in that box, tearing that shit up, goddamn. Right. She's like, oh, he doing it so good. My leg went to sleep. Like,
right, like, yeah, you damn right it did.
Leg went to sleep.
Random, did you seen American Gigolo yet?
No.
Oh, man.
Like, she up there thinking she, you know, again, he going to work doing the ABCs, bro.
Right, you doing the ABCs,
you doing something, but he got the blood. That was my big question. Like, bro, how'd you get this blood? Either you had the biter or stick it with a syringe, and when could you do the syringe? But not a child kind of
knocked it down, you know?
Knocked it down, y'all. Like,
you know, he slap on the ass with a syringe. I don't know.
I mean, for her, that's what it felt like, too. It just felt like a smack. Cause she's so strong.
Nah, bro, she might be a freak, bro. She really might be into, like, poke me with shit. Like,
because she's finna bang the blind, man, of course. Ain't no finna there.
Yeah. Let's go to the next episode, man.
She did.
My guy walked out with no shoes.
Right. Walk of shame.
Ain't no shame in that game.
None whatsoever. He's like, bro, I'm blind. I can see everything with my shoes off.
I can hear you. I can hear.
Like, bro. Nah, he gonna get laid, bro, and she Hulk is horny, bro. So it's like,
yes, I can hear your heartbeat.
Bro, I knew that was funny. I knew that was funny. Fuck, I was just like, when I was just like, bro, I know
they gonna fuck on Disney Plus.
Yeah, they gonna smash. Like, ain't no implying it. And it's like, cause you know the women fought for her. It's like, nah, man. Like, she's empowered through. Like, she likes sex. Like, we gonna lean into it. Like, no, she Hulk likes sex, bro. Like, ain't no slut shaming.
We ain't gonna shy away from
like,
it.
Like, none of that. Fuck all the slut shaming, bro. She helped, like, Jennifer Walters. She likes sex, and I like that she likes sex.
Got her kicked out of the Avengers, bro. She was drinking too much and fucking too much.
Like, she like comic shit. It's canon, bro. Like she liked to fuck. So I mean, when he came to town and like he schooled her in that match, her pride was hurt. She wasn't thinking straight. She didn't even think to question, but and she's so competent as a lawyer. She didn't even think to question and ask him
obvious stuff,
obvious shit that she would never fucking miss.
I was just waiting for him to say, you want to question somebody, question yourself.
Bruh. I mean, that's some daredevil shit.
How was your goddamn suit? We don't have to embarrass the rest of these superheroes or we don't have to expose their anonymity.
I like when, because their fight was dope. Like when
notice how he dropped that little nugget that the Sokovia Accord has been repealed.
Being repealed. So like, I like when they, interesting when they said forward. That shit, I was like, oh, okay. What does that mean? Okay, so. And Civil War, the whole point of Civil War in the MCU was Iron Man. This goes back to another point I'm gonna make later. I think it was Mariah Singer, who Alfred Woodard played. It's Mariah Dillard. Damn, I can't remember her name. All right, but anyway, Tony Stark gets chewed out.
After going to MIT. Because her son died in Lagos when Crossbones tried to blow up Captain America and Wanda sent him up in the air.
Miriam Sharp. She plays Miriam Sharp. Miriam Sharp is Alfred Woodard. Alfred Woodard is Miriam Sharp. She cusses out Tony Stark because her son dies. And because her son dies, Tony Stark feels, combined with the PTSD, he feels responsible. And he ends up forcing his responsibility, what he feels is responsibility, on everybody. And instead of it being accountability, he ends up in a position
giving where up everybody's rights as heroes.
Everyone's rights, because the government steps in and tries to overly intervene and say, hey,
that's y'all super. Thunderbolt Ross was like, we'll send you where we need you to go. Until then, you sit your ass down.
Sit your ass down. And Iron Man, feeling bad, thought that that would be good for everybody. It differentiates between the comics. The comics, it was a little more to it than that, but that's pretty much it. Sokovia Accords.
And you have to register who you are.
Who you are. So you got to let the government know that you're a superhero.
Gotcha.
You know, you just can't be out willy-nilly. It's reasonable. Some of it was reasonable shit. But if you a superhero, you just like, bro, and you don't trust the government because you know that people can be Skrulls and turn to different aliens. It's just like, bro, I can't trust nobody, bro. But
none of y'all.
I can't trust y'all. Like, S.H.I.E.L.D. is a ghost government running the government. If S.H.I.E.L.D. say don't trust the man in Congress in the White House, guess what I ain't doing? I ain't trusting y'all. But anyway, I like that nugget that they threw out there.
Mm-hmm.
I like Daredevil just coming back and really striking in his same glory. That brings me to a question.
In his same glory.
I know, right? That was a nice line. That was a nice line.
Somebody came to pod. God damn.
Today.
Yeah, man. You know,
I need to scribble in some cliches here and there now. A little razzle dazzle.
Want to do some razzle dazzle?
Yeah. Daredevil is back. Yes, the man without fear, Daredevil, is back. And he's back with a new suit. Which raises a brilliant question that's been going around the internet. Are the Netflix series indeed canon to what's going on in the MCU? I hope I don't think so. I think they're variants because we're in the multiverse saga. Let me break it down. Thanks to the events in Loki, we know that the multiverse is broken and we know things became that different variants exist. We saw evidence of this in Spider-Man, where Daredevil, to mention, actually made his return. Now, if you're not living under a rock and you saw Spider-Man No Way Home, you saw three variant Spider-Man team up with Tackle Descendants to Six. Alright? Also, like Matt Murdock appeared in that movie as well.
And didn't seem out of place.
More to this point, actress Alfred Woodard plays Mariah Dillard in the next. Come on, start. And Marvel Civil War. These are very two important prominent characters, and I believe they're variants. Ali has been cast as Blade, but he was also Cottonmouth in the Luke Cage series. Again, variant. The final point is, we literally had a movie called The Multiverse of Madness. I think these are variants, people. If you've seen any of the D23 Comic-Con panels in the past few years, you see that Marvel likes to keep things like this close to the vest, but I think the writer's been on the wall for some time now. What do you think?
All right. Kevin Feige confirmed that Werewolf by Night is in present day, so don't think that it's in the past.
Yeah, I'm looking at this. So that was a TikTok, man. I made that early this week, and that's really just to ask the question. And it's like, is this the Daredevil from Netflix, or is this a variant in the current MCU? It's a reboot. I think it's a variant. Mm-hmm. I think it's Daredevil from 616. I think it's a completely different universe. Like, using the multiverse to me seems like the easiest way to just make all this shit make sense. It's no work. It's literally saying, right. Nah, the Netflix, that's just a different multiverse. You can say that and just put everything to bed. Mm-hmm. But trying to connect those dots and fill up all those loopholes and, like...
Hey, bro, certain events did happen the same way certain events didn't, so...
There was no Stark Tower in New York. Like... Nowhere in none of this Netflix shit did they put a Stark Tower.
Nowhere.
Ever. Nowhere.
They didn't make mention of it. There was no mention of Avengers. Well, they made here or there, but it wasn't like direct.
The incident.
Yeah. That was all they talked about. They didn't make them no call names.
But I think they were talking about the incident on the heels of, like, once they allow Agents from S.H.I.E.L.D. to drift from truly canonical to I don't know what this is... Like, I think the events of S.H.I.E.L.D., I think they just drifted into a different multiverse at some point. I think at one point they were canon, another point,
S.H.I.E.L.D. Yeah, it worked.
One, it got them in space. They got into some different shit. But anyway.
Then they brought it back with the Robbie Reyes Ghost Rider shit. And it's like, well, now y'all going supernatural ahead of the movies. Like, the movies hadn't even started doing that stuff yet.
Yeah, and like, bruh, no one will ever be able to argue with me again if we get Johnny Blaze Ghost Rider. Because then it's just like, if you do Robbie Reyes, it's like,
at least... You know Johnny Blaze, or at least Danny Ketch. We gonna get one of them.
Yeah.
We gonna get one of them on the motorcycle somewhere.
Yeah, man. But, I don't know, Daredevil back. And the yellow suit, to me, it's just like, bruh, why even go through the effort of giving him the yellow and red suit if he gonna be the exact same nigga from the Netflix
series? That's the main glaring detail right there. Like, this is not this is not the same Daredevil.
Like, it's a different... Like, he just got a different suit. If you look closely and zoom in, you can see it used to be red and he covered up with yellow.
Like, no. You saw in the end of the episode.
Yes, you heard, buddy.
When She-Hulk was at the tailor.
Yes.
You saw the helmet that was yellow.
Like, this the guy who just went to court.
Yes, like, he don't make basic shit. And you know he ain't finna spray paint some red with yellow, bro.
On top of a suit. Did. And they refused to believe. I was like, bro, the detail is right there, bro. Like, the guy who made his suit, like, bro, I made your suit.
Because even on the Netflix show, a different dude made the suit. And then this man said, he made me some new suits.
So that damn show, who one made it in Netflix?
Nope. That's not him. It was a whole different guy.
Whole different guy. So I'm just like, bro, Netflix had a different suit creator. So how y'all think? How y'all,
that was in New York.
How do y'all still think this is the same fucking guy? I don't know.
Hey, this one got more swag.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, they lean straight into, like, they ain't got the girl that worked with you that you ethically shouldn't smash, but you eventually will go on to because she got the hots from you off rip.
Or maybe he does, and that's just what, you know, he's portraying in the meantime. That's what it looks like from the outside.
It made Foggy like that chick, and then made one nigga just get the shit thrown at him.
Yeah.
And that was fucked up. Like, I felt bad for Foggy because you supposed to. It was like, damn, y'all make this nigga look like Louis Anderson. And
like, you gotta let this nigga get the girl. Cause, and then you predisposed to thinking she's going to do that anyway because that's what she did in True Blood. So it's like, oh, she going to go with Foggy off real.
Yeah, you got blind Ben Affleck out here. Like, you think he ain't finna pull? Right. Like, think he finna...
He's going to pull any chick he want to pull, but it ain't going to be her because that's Foggy's girl.
Yeah, Electric, Rayleigh, J-Lo, whatever the hell she is. Like,
come on, man.
Like, I don't know. It's different. And plus, I hear Electra's going to get recasted anyway. So I'm just like, bro, Marvel trying to not ruffle y'all. Marvel ain't trying to piss y'all off or make a big deal out of it, but they revealing it. It's so many pieces on the floor.
Just this is a different version of Hell's Kitchen, just like how the guy who plays Kingpin said this is a different version than from Daredevil.
He's like, yeah, Hawkeye, they came off rip and told me. He said, I haven't seen the new Daredevil script, but he was just like, they didn't let me approach this Kingpin the same way. They were just like, nah, we want you to be more muscle action strong. And he was like, oh, word? Because...
Yeah, bro, we need you to make this shit look believable.
Yeah, because, I mean, he was an angry... He was that angry fat guy, but he wasn't strong in the Netflix series. In this series, like, bro, he
wants you to know.
But he talks Hawkeye. But he
talks... Kate was getting thrown, bro.
Like, damn.
Hit them arrows.
With one hand, bro. He was talking, bro, like a wrestler.
Hell yeah. He was not the one to fuck with. And then they bring an Echo back, so you know it's got to be good.
It's the 21st anniversary of NWO... Hogan versus Goldberg. I just had to throw that in there.
Man.
Like, that's
that was anniversary. A classic match.
That was WCW.
Mm-hmm. WCW.
That was a classic match right there.
I think that 25th anniversary. But yeah, the internet will probably tell everyone listening that this week's episode of She-Hulk was the best one, only because they got Daredevil. Because y'all niggas hate She-Hulk, and I don't like that.
I don't either.
That shit funny, bro. That shit funny as fuck.
Yeah, it's just like, bro, like, She-Hulk on her Element Bill shit is good, bro.
And it's not just trying to cater to some female shit. Like, it's genuinely good.
Yeah, and then y'all see her getting laid on the slut shamer, CGI shamer.
Like, bro, y'all just won't give her no benefits.
Nah, I was just like, nah, bro, She-Hulk is a good show. Like, why y'all hating? And he gave us Daredevil. I said, bro, it keep giving you different people. Wong was in the beginning. Did y'all forget?
Wong was in, like, 2 or 3 episodes, bro.
Like, and then it's like, I like how they made that a thing, though, because, you know, you got lawyers, superheroes.
Mm-hmm.
I like how they didn't, like, when she caught him, she just took his helmet off and was just like, Matt?
Right, like, oh, shit. Okay.
And he was like,
they got straight to the point.
Straight to the point.
Get me back on, please.
And then she was staring all googly eyed, you know, looking at him like Leonardo DiCaprio's, like Jeff Bezos' girlfriend was looking at Leonardo DiCaprio.
Right, while he was whooping ass in the background and shit. She's like, oh, that's really doing it for me. Like, I bet it is, Jen. I bet it is.
And up on
I can hear your heart beating.
Right, exactly. He was still listening. He was still listening.
Mm-hmm.
It's nothing wrong with my heart.
Like, I'm healthy. Like, yeah, I bet you are.
Got home, bro. Like, throw that bra on top of that helmet, boy.
Bro, it's over with.
I'm here to feel these ankles. Or wrists.
Oh, buddy. What was his name? Todd? That motherfucker text her. I need to talk to you. It's important. Legal business.
That'll be some wild shit. This nigga can't see me. He's stroking his ass off, bro. Like, dog. Oh,
She-Hulk,
bro. I gotta ask a question. Do you think he puts a blindfold on?
On her or him?
Good point. Like, that's a good damn point. Like, which one? Like, you think you know? I mean, just
I want you to know what my world is like.
Right. Don't look at me.
Right.
Love me. Don't look at me,
bro. Like,
that's wild.
No, because that shit fucked up. Like, one of my favorite things about, you know, fellatio is when she looks at you when she's doing the act. He can't experience that. That got to hurt.
Hey.
I mean, can you hear that shit? Like, can you hear that look? Pretty sure.
How is that? Can you hear that look?
Can you hear that look?
That's wild.
Mm. Nah, this nigga, dog, this nigga hearing the dripping on the floor, bro, just.
Oh, man. He hearing the dripping on the floor. He knows what's happening.
He knows what's up, man.
Oh man.
Got sticks. He acrobatic. I'm pretty sure like.
Yeah, they were doing some shit in there.
Yo, I watched this nigga fuck pause like.
Like just to see what the hell he's gonna do.
I watched them. I was like, bro, like y'all set up a camera, bro. Like,
how's he gonna use?
Got OnlyFans.
You got OnlyFans, Jennifer. Like,
that's the main question.
Like, I watch y'all OnlyFans. Like, bro,
as long as you keep the feet stuff over there.
Oh, feet.
Yeah, I don't want to see that.
Hot feet and green feet.
Right, I don't want that.
You know, it's a market for that shit.
You know it is.
Nah, see, that's why the internet got her confused with Green Giant. That's why when they see it, they be like, ho, ho, ho.
Exactly. Hey, no, bro, that's not it.
Nah, man, She-Hulk's been on the run. We got the season finale coming up.
Mm-hmm, next week.
Yeah, man. Last episode.
Tired out here with this bullshit, talking about he did study abroad in Wakanda. In order to
Wakanda forever. Laughing when he did that shit.
Wakanda forever. Like, bro, get out of here, dog.
Wakanda forever.
Now listen, I know you're feeling me.
Right, and I know you feeling me, and I'm feeling you too, and I feel all this.
Time to go, like, push the table on. I'm like, look, bro, I'm out.
You know he liked that shit too.
He liked it, bro. He liked that.
No, he did. I think he was only down with doing what he had to do with them.
Why his guns ain't had no guns?
Just so he could get close to her.
Why they had crossbows? Because he a frog.
That's what I'm saying, bro. Like, y'all niggas ain't got no guns. Y'all got crossbows, and you got, like, you got a crowbar, and, like, bro, like, this is, y'all are.
They ain't figured out if they want Daredevil
guns or
bullets yet, bro. So they, like.
Yeah.
Let's save that.
They ain't figured out Daredevil yet. This was like, you know how when you watch
on the internet, they're like, somebody see it on the internet, like, oh, we gotta do it now. When you watch
a movie and they do the block like scene, it's not the real scene, they're just testing it out.
Yeah.
That's all this shit was for.
Like,
Daredevil.
Them niggas had a bunch of, like, did you get a shipment of pistol crossbows?
Crossbows.
And no pistols?
Crossbows.
And like I said, crowbars and...
No, the guy was supposed to be a good guy, though. He wasn't a villain. So, the guns, they're straight-up goons. If they got... I can believe a lot easier that 20 guys with crossbows are the good guys versus 20 guys with guns.
Yeah. Oh, remember, what's his name made that shit? Because he was like, oh, yeah, next time we can make the darts that's got the poison on them. So he made the crossbows for him already. He just wants them upgraded with poison tree frog venom in them now.
Hey, yo, that's ill, nigga. I would have did that shit from the real.
Tree frog.
Yeah.
He's you gonna be a frog. Bro, if I'm gonna be a frog.
All about that shit.
I'm gonna be a frog superhero, bro. That's all I'm doing. I'm hitting you with darts. Bro, I'm giving gangrene.
Learning the best capoeira on earth, because I'm kicking the fuck out of you no matter what.
And I'm leaping.
Right.
Bro, I'm finna gangrene your ass.
Gangrene gang.
Gangrene gang, bro. Like, I'm gonna stab your ass with a damn gang, with a needle, with some. Fucking frog poison,
frog right.
Venom. Now your right arm just gone.
Right, and I'm just drag your ass in.
That's what I was thinking about doing, some Navy SEAL shit up under a damn tadpole or a lily pad, and snatch your ass in there, and spin you around like a gator.
Spin you around like a gator, death roll,
round and round.
Yeah, I mean, Leapfrog, you know, he was trying.
Fine. I'm like, nigga, this is not My Hero Academia, nigga.
Not at all.
What kind of fuel did you put in there?
Jet fuel. He was jet confident fuel about that shit. Those were not what my instructions said. Yeah,
not ask a damn question. I'm like, you damn fool.
Right. You idiot.
But nah, that was dope. Walk of Shame. They fought. We got a preview of Daredevil. Mm-hmm. She-Hulk is trying to learn how to fight. And I like the fact that it's just like, nah, Shawty, yeah, you can be Hulk, but you don't know how to fight.
You're right. He was like, look, you've never done this before. Like, please just follow my lead.
Just follow my lead. Like, I like how he's just trying to, like, look, I'm not trying to be the man and mansplain and shit, but, like, I really need you to follow my lead.
Right. You can help me, but just follow my lead.
Even though you're a Hulk and I'm a regular guy.
Right. Who's got echolocation.
You want me to wait 30 minutes?
Right. That's not how that math works out.
But I like how they both did a bit of what they were supposed to, and it just all came together.
It's a little bit of structural damage.
I mean, some structure like that. Like, that was the best help. Like, Luke Cage wasn't giving it up like that. He could have.
Yeah, but he wasn't punching walls down to drop down or ceiling on somebody. Just
walking bulletproof, grabbing people, punching them, throwing.
Yeah.
I'm like, bro, the fact that y'all had Colleen out here with y'all, nigga, y'all is slacking.
Hard.
Like, bro, she don't need to be out here with y'all.
She ain't got no powers.
Like, bro. But I'm enjoying She-Hulk. I can't wait for this last episode.
Yeah, because now they done did what her cousin tried to tell her about, like, look, as soon as they see you as a villain or as a monster, they can't unsee that shit. And they carried the fuck out of your ass at that award ceremony.
I hate how they gave all the women the award.
Mm-hmm. And then showed her shit on the screen and made her flip out. Like, now they see you as a monster.
No, because I look at that shit on like, on the social political level of, like, I thought that shit had some deeper meaning where, you know, she was going to get the recognition she deserved. But then mm-hmm. it's just like, everybody gets a trophy. And it's just like,
you get participation trophy.
Participation trophy. Then it kind of just, like,
Mallory was the one who really said it.
But she was the one who really deserved it. It's just like, honestly, I believe she, like, I believe... not her, but the black lawyer. Like,
Mallory. The case who's never lost a case.
Yeah, she the one who deserved it. Jennifer only got it because she's She-Hulk. Yeah. If we keeping it a bug. Yeah. But she's
the face of the superhero division.
But Mallory didn't get on social media and cat and you scratch her eyes out, you know, and call the shit out. She
didn't even want them to tell...
Oh, that black.
Yeah, but she didn't want, what's her name, to tell her about wrong, the intelligentsia.
But yeah, that was dope. Like, I don't know. And then when she got mad at the screen at the end, and you kind of see her anger getting the best of her. Because that motherfucker had a sex tape. Yep. Like, I thought he was just doing that freaky shit. He actually set up his phone.
Revenge porn ass.
And that was just like, oh, nah. Not nigga like you doing shit, but damn.
On her Tinder profile and
shit. Yeah, everything. Her lock screen. Everything, bro.
Lock
messages
screen.
To her friends.
Recorded the video. I'm just saying, you showing, like, at her work, bro. You trying to show her sex tape at work.
Yes.
That's the worst thing. Like, I don't know. It's just like, what's the worst thing you could do to a woman? Ghost her and then show all her coworkers her sex tape.
Yep. Her most private and intimate moments that you were part of.
Should have stayed as Jennifer and just threw a chair at that motherfucker. Human form.
Right. But she was She-Hulk, though. She showed up to the party as She-Hulk.
With a little She-Hulk energy on it.
Mm-hmm. She showed up to the party as She-Hulk.
Yep.
The episode before that shit, though, was funny as fuck, too, when she was at the wedding.
Mm-hmm.
Fighting.
Titania?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She was hell-bent on that shit, bro. And see, they got to bring that full circle, too. Like, who gave her her powers? And she's like, no, I got to prove it now. Yeah, who do you have to prove it to? Who is this motherfucker?
They might.
It better be Dr. Doom. If it ain't, but who the fuck?
I'm looking forward to this one.
Oh, yeah. That thing gonna be something else.